Hi there, it's Rocket in here, your podcaster. How are you doing? Hope you are doing great, fabulous, peaceful. There you go. So it's been a few days since the last time I did a podcast, and the reason why I didn't do much for now, I mean recently, was there's a lot of changes on like the Spotify, and I have to make a change. And also I was not home, so I don't want to do podcasting when I am not home, because there's so much distraction everywhere. Okay, so my podcast for today is the first day of issue for Ruler America. I hope I pronounced that right. And this was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee for the Foxborough Company in the 1960s. And the date on this one is October 5th, 1973. Mr. J. M. Pointer, Plant Manager, Uniroyal Inc. Chemical Division, Scott Bluff Plant, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Pointer, if your badly face, or properly perhaps face, silly these days by the many different economic signals being flashed from Washington, take heart. You have a right to beef. I like that. Second paragraph. Or do you? Question mark. Next paragraph. After all, beef hasn't been that easy to purchase lately, and of course it has become extremely costly. Even to this day, beef is more expensive than pork. Next paragraph. However, apparently there are no lack of beef sources within the various postal department which we deal. Occasionally we receive reminders about addressing errors, so will you help us by reviewing the enclosed card? If you will kindly update the information requested, you'll assist us in maintaining our first day cover list in prime condition, thus helping to assure uninterrupted mail delivery. Next paragraph. Incidentally, scarce and expensive as beef has been this year, 1973 still is a landmark occasion for those with serious beef on the hoof interest. Ooh, I like that. The reason? 1973 is the 100th anniversary of the introduction into America of the famous Angus beef cattle strain from Scotland. So, although many people may have unwillingly had to pull their belts tighter by several notches, there really should be no serious cause for alarm. With healthy specimens like the one shown on this special commemorative roaming the range, the future of the beef population in America seems hardly threatened. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee. There you go. I learned something about the year of famous Angus beef cattle strain from Scotland. What a interesting knowing. So anyway, this is my podcast for today. And as usual, I just want to say thank you for listening, and do come back again. Bye.